teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
All depends on who you associate yourself with will impact who you are and your personal relationship with the Lord. I'm reminded how God sent his son to set the example and demonstrate what we are to be like as Christians. And that I begin to contemplate on this word discipleship. That word discipleship is a compound word. Disciple and ship are two words, but it's one word that means two different things. A disciple is one who follows, and a ship is something that carries cargo or load. And when you are a follower of Christ, you are carrying something that's heavy. You are carrying God's word to a world here and abroad so that men will have a relationship, a kinship, and know something about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we think about discipleship, it is about serving the Lord and following his examples. My brothers and sisters, I think about what God has done and continued to do. And I'm reminded of the thing Jesus accomplished while here on earth. Because every day there is a real enemy to face. Every day there are real battles to fight. Every day, my brothers and sisters, there will be temptations to resist. Every day we must decide if we're going to live our lives for Christ or live our life for ourselves. Every day there will be decisions to make that will impact our life and the lives of so many others around us. Think about those questions, for they will impact all of our lives. It will impact our lives because of our character, our actions, and our relationship concerning the Lord. In Psalm 119, it states, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee." When God's word is hidden in our heart, it makes our life better. As we learn to love God and love our neighbors. There are times that some neighbors are not easily loved. But the Lord told us that we are to love God and love our neighbor. We are not to walk away from them and turn our back on them. I just shared with our deacons, a couple of preachers and one of the guys in the back with us. How a man approached me this week when we were coming from a restaurant, and he was hungry and he needed food. And initially, I was walking, and I hit my pocket, and I said, "Well, look, I don't have anything with me." I didn't really say I didn't have anything. I said, "I don't have any change." And then something hit me and said, "Don't you dare lie to him." And I began to think about that, and I said, "Well, Lord, if he's still there when I go around this corner, I will stop." And he was there. And I had a 20, and I pulled it out of my billfold, and I said, "This is what I want you to do. I don't want you to buy no drugs, and I don't want you to buy no liquor, but I want you to get something to eat." He said, "Oh, no, sir. I don't use drugs, and I don't drink." And he said, "I thank you." And he did something that was unusual, because I've given money to people all the time who say they're hungry. He touched me. And I shared with the deacons, I've said, that's the first time I've ever given money to a person and they touched me. Normally they'll thank you and they'll move on, but they don't touch you. But he touched me. And I said that to say this. Jesus said, "When I was hungry, you fed me not." When will we do it? When you did it to the least of these. My brothers and sisters, we have an obligation and a responsibility, because once we do what God tells us to do, then it's left up to God to handle the rest of our situation. both me and him. And so I have learned something, not to turn away anybody who say they are in need, because you never know who you're talking to. Antioch, I'm reminded of what Jesus said concerning his disciples in Luke 9:23. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. It's a bunch of conjunctions in there. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus was to bear the cross for mankind. He had just disclosed this situation with his disciples. And now Jesus said, there is another cross. A cross man was to bear for him. Jesus came to set the captive free. Jesus came into this world to give us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Jesus also said, not only will I have a cross, but everybody will have a cross of their own. And we will all have to bear our own cross. Mama can't bear this cross for us. Papa cannot bear it. The Lord made this thing personal. And if a man wishes to follow Christ, he has to bear his own cross, and this was not an option. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to know how difficult it is, because we want to think it's a smooth sailing. But Jesus said, that's a cross to bear. I thought about those words. As Jesus said, if any man come after me. And then I reflected back to the streets of South Dallas in Texas. And those words mean a little bit something different than what Scripture says. And if I can go back to the roads and the time that I was brought up, to come after me in South Dallas meant to investigate something or to run after or to fight. That was the street. I didn't come out of the church all my life. I was in the streets in South Dallas. Drug addictions in South Dallas. Prostitution in South Dallas. Gangs in South Dallas. And I came out of it. But God allowed us to experience those things so that we can identify with those who are in need, that we could go back and share a word to those who are in need. And whenever I go back, I'm talking to drug addicts. I'm talking to prostitutes. Why? Because they are my friends. Who is my friend? It's anyone who is in need. Is our friend. And we walk by them because we have elevated ourselves, because we have fine apparel. But we ought to be talking to everybody who is in need. My brothers and sisters, if we use that same analogy, Jesus is saying, I need you to start something about me. Telling people about me. I need you to set some example so that men will know that you are completely different from that of the world. I need your life to be like my life. For if any man will come after me, let him have the characteristics of me. Let him have the personality and let him have my ways. When we become Christian, that implies that we are Christ-like. And if Christ came and suffered all of the time, when he lived a life, men charged and challenged him, and some rejected him. Not all of those disciples was buddies with him. And even some of them walked away. And what it tells us that the life of the Christian is not easy, because there will be some that will embrace you, but there will also be some that will walk away from you. Amen. But stay the course. Stay the course. If any man come after me, let him have my characteristics, let him have my personality, and let him have my ways. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is telling us the way to the Father is through him. Then Jesus said, let him deny himself. What Jesus was teaching here was self-denial. And self-denial cuts against the grains of everything our society teaches us and everything our sinful nature says to us. Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me tell you. Here's why. One of the first words that a child learns is mine. That's mine. That's my toy, my food, my, and it's right now my title, my position, my authority. The first thing that we have to destroy is all of this self-elevation. My title, my position. Why? Because that's the first thing you learned when you was a baby. Give me my bottle. Give me my toy. Self-centeredness. And until we break that, we can't be like Christ. Christ came and he gave. For God so loved the world that he
gave.
We've got to learn to start giving and stop receiving stuff. Your rewards have never been delegated here. Your titles have never been delegated here. Your authority has never been delegated here. But Jesus said, I will reward you when I come. I need some Bible students. I will reward you when I come. And when we stop putting the titles and the position on ourselves and the authority on ourselves, then we become more like Christ. Even when they tried to elevate Christ before his time, he would not let them do it until the time was right. Now we know why Jesus said, I will reward you when I when the time is right. And you will get your reward, your title, your position, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and a trumpet, when the dead in Christ rise. The Lord said, I will reward you when I So why do you want your title and your position now? We got a man that's showing us all of that stuff. And it is self-centered. And it will not sustain. Let me leave that alone. As adults, we have to break that mind concept. For Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus calls us, is calling us to willingly and voluntarily take up your cross. He's not going to make us.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton. Dietrich.
There is freedom.
Yeah.
The king come up.
Well, I'm finally free and I'm happy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I never thought this could happen. Not to me, not for me. 'Cause I only